Good morning. We continue with our study of Rav Volbi's work, The World of Friendship. And within it, Rav Volbi has been gathering some of his major ideas and thoughts in regard to the way that the world runs. And this, some of these thoughts have taken place between 67 and 73. So at present, he's been talking about knowledge in the basis of the heart. And he had pointed out that basically all of the world knowledge eventually goes back to our understanding of exactly the way that God runs the world. And the secular knowledge just to remove the God and introduce something else. And historically speaking, we see that that situation has repeated itself. Whenever Torah had achieved a certain perspective or a certain enhancement, whether it be Hasidus, whether it be the Kabbalah, whether it be the Grah, the world also sought out a parallel. And of course, the only difference between the world and the Torah is that the Torah world found godliness within it. And we see that's happening today as well. All our interest in the New World traditions and the spirituality, in spite of or in devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvos and his Torah, is something that is interesting for us to notice in the national outside phenomenon and how it parallels what seems to be going on in the Jewish world and the world of Torah. And it's something to pay attention to. Rav Volbi then says, look, so let's sum up what we've been talking about. And this will, of course, be his last section on this area of life. He says, you know what we've been talking about? We've been talking about the heart. He says, the bottom line is knowledge, just a compilation of knowledge, is not enough to keep something going for many, 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 many years. It's not about the fact that we have this compiled amount of knowledge. Instead, as the Torah is the source of all knowledge, but what keeps us involved in the Torah is the fact that we have a heart. We have something that keeps us moving. The Torah becomes literally a source of life, and it becomes the center of a person and the center of a nation. It says all technological advancement is not seen as independent, itinerant, brand new, something strange, something different. No, it all surrounds the same general idea. And what winds up happening as a result is that all the pieces come together. And it doesn't only come together for the individual, it comes together for the nation. It doesn't come together just for the nation, but it comes together for the whole world. And when you have that type of anchor in your life, where everything that goes on surrounds a central theme, you feel more wholesome. Rav Volbi says, you know, in his world, the world of psychology also played that way. Says a person undergoes a good psychoanalysis. That's what Rav Volbi was living through and living with at his point in time. He says, you know, what winds up happening as the result of a good psychoanalysis is that a person surrounds himself and finds that all of his different challenges surround what? Surround the central theme. And what is that central theme? Well, for each person, it's usually symbolic. That all the different challenges in his life, all the different questions, all the different perspectives, it all challenges. So Rav Volbi says he once turned around and asked a well-known psychologist, he says, I don't understand, what exactly is the base, what is the central symbol in many people's lives? So the psychologist said to him, in my experience, in my psychoanalysis, I've discovered that it's often a religious symbol that's been corrupted. A religious symbol that has come together, that once upon a time, under a different period in time in history, would have been identified totally on the basis of symbolism. Today, we're in a different perspective. We take away the religious symbols. Freud is responsible for that. Freud, who couldn't handle religious symbols, had to make those symbols something that could not be central. He says, but within our world, we have one central symbol. The symbol is the Torah. The symbol is the understanding that the Torah beats within us, and the Torah can explain all the centrifugal forces that run the world. Everything comes back to the center. Everything can be interpreted in the Torah. Everything we experience, everything we see, everything that is going on around us, it's all Torah-based. And if we look for it, it will give us solid footing, and we'll feel very strong, and we'll come out even stronger, not looking at a bunch of disparate parts, but rather as something that's unique and whole. I was talking to a well-regarded Rav, who is also a well-regarded up-and-coming psychotherapist yesterday, and he was explaining one of the new fields of psychotherapy, one of the new systems, IFS, and it's a fascinating idea conceptually that a individual is made up of a number of conflicting parts. And while you take your patient and you take him on a tour, so to speak, so that he can get down and move past all these different pieces to get down to a core, the protective pieces to hold on to them. In the end of the day, you get the person to the core and you help him uplift where he is stuck or where she is stuck and able to move beyond. Every field of psychotherapy, every theoretical orientation has a certain core idea. It's about getting a person down to a core and helping him or her free it. Well, we don't need to free the core. We just need to identify it. Our core is Torah. Our life is Torah. And if we learn to see the world through the prism of Torah instead of putting the Torah in prison, we will be able, says Ravolbi, to experience the world in such a freeing way that will all make sense, and we will be able to grow mechayel l'chayel. We'll be able to grow from strength to strength. So as you go through life and you're reading the news, what is the Torah? How would the Torah perspective work through the news? When you read about a great psychological advancement, a scientific advancement, a medical achievement, what is the motivation? When we try to understand this crazy political world we're living in and how we can handle it, look at it through the prism of the Torah. And if we go ahead and we achieve it, we will be able to achieve great things and we'll be able to answer the question that so much of human disaster comes from. When people get stuck and are afraid to answer the question, just Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, in the end of the day, Akiyam Liyira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to have Yerushamayim. So let's look for opportunities to look at something, to find more opportunities in life, to turn around and say, wow, what is this? And Memela, in the process, we'll be able to come out with an understanding of how to look at it, how to grow, and how to achieve. Everybody have a terrific, fantastic day.